Six Earth Defenders were arrested outside the state's Natural Resources Agency in Sacramento, protesting plans to log a state forest in Northern California after the agency had said earlier it would halt timber harvesting operations at Jackson State Demonstration Forest. Chanting "No More Broken Promises," activists also urged the state to give the land back to a Native American tribe, the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians, which is in consultations with the agency in its effort to protect second growth redwoods from logging. Here's an activist speaking outside the Natural Resources Agency building.
These are indigenous people here fighting for their land, fighting for the sacred. Cutting down these big trees is for money, not any concern about the people and the effects it causes out in the earth.
Due to public pressure, CAL FIRE, the state's forestry management and wildfire fighting agency, announced it would halt logging at Jackson State Demonstration Forest in early August. Environmentalists and indigenous tribes hailed the decision. But the agency has since announced plans to resume logging at the forest, located near Willits in Mendocino County. One protester noted the plan to log during an era of climate change was the wrong path for CAL FIRE and the Natural Resources Agency to embark upon.
The trees are giving us air. The air quality is dropping year by year. Do the math. It's not adding up. We need to stop taking for granted that this water, that these trees, that this land will continue to be here.
They called on California's Natural Resources Agency to carry out its efforts to preserve the state's natural resources, not simply to exploit them.
Fix the legacy that you want to leave behind. Fix the legacy. It's time. You have that space. You have that energy. Fix the legacy you want to leave behind.
Naomi Wagner is one of the protesters who was arrested. She's with the Redwood Nation Earth First group and spoke to KPFA News today.
I got arrested because I've been part of the Jackson Forest, Save Jackson Forest campaign for the past year and a half, and I know how important it is to protect this 50,000-acre public lands forest that has many sacred and cultural sites that are very important to the Native people whose ancestral lands this is, and also, of course, because of the environmental importance, because these big old redwoods, many of them are second-growth redwoods that are getting old-growth characteristics, and they are extremely important as carbon storage. They store the most carbon of any living organism on Earth. They're also very fire-resistant. We certainly need that. And, of course, they provide habitat for endangered species. So all in all, we feel that the redwoods in Jackson State Forest are much more important for those reasons to retain them, worth more standing, is what we say. And the reason I got arrested over this issue is because we basically tried every other avenue to get CAL FIRE, who manages the forest, and the California Natural Resources Agency that is over CAL FIRE and the Board of Forestry to agree to a moratorium while we work out a new management plan. And that's being done through government-to-government talks and negotiations with the Coyote Band of Pomo Indians. But CAL FIRE just suddenly reneged on all their pretty words and promises and announced that they were going to start logging again. So people just felt betrayed, and we wanted to get the governor's attention and the attention of Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot to tell them to stop logging. Direct Action has gotten in there and kept the trees standing because the community is just really very supportive of the values of the forest for the public. There could be legal action on the horizon. Certainly, I think it's going in that direction. And, of course, the tribes have a whole different angle on this because they are sovereign nations. They're not stakeholders, as CAL FIRE wants to, you know, relegate them to that kind of, oh, you're just like every other citizen. No, each tribe is a sovereign nation, and as such, they have negotiating status with the state. So that's part of the struggle, is to have that recognized. And I want to say that Governor Newsom sent, he made a directive last fall that the state land management agencies have to provide opportunities and work with the tribes to do this thing called co-management, because these are ancestral lands that basically we are poaching on. And so this is a process that's been sanctioned by the governor, and you would think that the agencies would just hop to it and do it, but no. CAL FIRE is a logging outfit, and that's really what they do. So they have tried every which way to get around this, and they have been, you know, obfuscating, not answering our letters. There's an archaeological subcommittee that is looking at all the indigenous sacred sites that they're finding more and more of, and they're just being bulldozed. These timber harvest plans run roads right through them. So, there, for example, a plan that we're fighting on is called Soda Gulch, and there are many. There's so many cultural and sacred sites there. It's called a cultural landscape now by archaeologists of modern ilk. But CAL FIRE is still going by this really antiquated management plan, and that's the reason we want to change that. We also want to change the whole mandate of Jackson Forest, because right now they're mandated to produce lumber, and we want to change that mandate to reflect the cultural and ecological values that need to be protected in this new era of climate change.
Naomi Wagner of Redwood Nation Earth First. KPFA did contact the state's Natural Resources Agency. A spokesperson said the agency continues to engage a broad spectrum of community and conservation groups. Press release from CAL FIRE said it was resuming logging at Jackson State Demonstration Forest with a modified plan that halts the removal of trees larger than 48 inches in diameter and would enhance existing protections of culturally sensitive sites.